last night I hear they lay at Stony Stratford, and at Northampton do they rest tonight. Tomorrow or next day they will be here.
I long with all my heart to see the prince. I hope he has much grown since last I saw him. But I hear no. They say my son of York has almost overtaken him in his growth.
Aye, mother, but I would not have it so.
Why, my good cousin, it is good to grow.
Grandam, one night as we did sit at supper, my uncle Rivers talked how I did grow more than my brother. I quoth my uncle Gloucester, small herbs have grace, ill weeds do grow apace. And since methinks I would not grow so fast, because sweet flowers are slow, and weeds make haste.
Ah, good faith, good faith. The saying did not hold in him that did object the same to thee. He was the wretchedest thing when he was young, so long a growing and so leisurely, that if his rule were true, he should be gracious.
And so no doubt he is, my gracious madam.
I hope he is, but yet let mothers doubt.
Now, by my troth, if I had been remembered, I could have given my uncle's grace a flout to touch his growth nearer than he touched mine.
Oh, my young York, I pretty, let me hear it.
Mary, they say my uncle grew so fast that he could gnaw a crust at 2 hours old. 'Twas full 2 years ere I could get a tooth. Grandam, this would have been a biting jest.
Aye, pretty York, who told thee this?
Grandam, his nurse.
His nurse? Why, she was dead ere thou wast born.
If 'twere not she, I cannot tell who told me.
A parlous boy, go to, you are too shrewd.
Oh, good madam, be not angry with the child.
Pitchers have ears.
Here comes a messenger. What news?
Such news, my lord, as pleased me to report.
How doth the prince?
Well, madam, and in health.
What is thy news?
Lord Rivers and Lord Grey are sent to Pumfret, and with them Sir Thomas Vaughan, prisoners.
Who hath committed them?
The mighty Dukes Gloucester and Buckingham.
Oh, for what offence?
The sum of all I have disclosed. Why or for what the nobles were committed is all unknown to me, my gracious lord.
Ay me, I see the ruin of my house. The tiger now hath seized the gentle hind. Insulting tyranny begins to jet upon the innocent, and all is grown. Welcome, destruction, blood, the massacre. I see as in a map the end of all.
Accursed and unquiet wrangling days, how many of you have mine eyes beheld? My husband lost his life to get the crown. And often up and down my sons were tossed for me to joy and weep their gain and loss. And being seated, and domestic broils clean overblown themselves, the conquerors make war upon themselves, brother to brother, blood to blood, self to self. Preposterous and frantic outrage, end thy damned spleen. Oh, let me die to look on death no more.
Come, come, my boy. We will the sanctuary. Madam, farewell.
Stay, I will go with you.
You have no cause.
My gracious lady, go, and thither bear your treasure and your goods. For my part, I resign unto your grace the seal I keep, and so betide to me as well I tender you and all of yours. Go, I'll conduct you to the sanctuary.